Well, hello, everyone. This is Julie Harris, and let's get started with 20 key prospecting techniques. All right, so number one, and this is something you hear constantly, so forgive me if this is something that you're tired of hearing. What I find is when you're tired of hearing it, it's because we've hit the nail on the head. So number one, schedule a block of time each day for making phone calls, ideally 2 to 3 hours minimum. Remember that the definition of prospecting is the active generation, pursuit, and follow-up of new business. The active, underline that, generation of the pursuit and follow-up on new business. Prospecting is the active generation, pursuit, and follow-up of new business. Active, not just, well, I guess I've got it scheduled. When I say schedule time, what I'm talking about is look at this as if it was an appointment. It really is an appointment. It's an appointment with your future. So take it as seriously as you would anything else. Take it as seriously as you would a doctor appointment, a listing appointment. You'd never reschedule that. You'd never let anything get in your way. And the only way to become a master prospector is to take it that seriously. Okay? Maybe not 5 days a week. Maybe you do it 3 or 4 days a week. That's okay. But take it as seriously as you would any other important appointment. Okay, number two, set a goal for the number of calls to make and always meet or exceed that goal. You know, for some of you, you've never actually prospected before, and that's okay. Maybe your goal is to actually make 3 calls to expireds each and every day because you have never prospected before. That's all right. But make sure, as this point says, set the goal and meet or exceed it. Maybe the first time you prospect, you find out that, hey, you know what? 3 is no sweat. I can do that in 15 minutes. I'm going to set a goal of 10 every day no matter what. But make sure whatever you're setting, you can meet or exceed every day. For some of you, that might be 40 or 50 contacts. You're all at different levels here. Okay, so far we have schedule a block of time each day for making phone calls and take it as seriously as you would any other appointment. Ideally, a minimum of 2 to 3 hours. And number two is set a goal for the number of calls to make and always meet or exceed that goal. Now, number three, I want you to have clearly defined goals and objectives and get your notes in order before you pick up the phone. Now, what do I mean by this? Clearly define goals and objectives and keep your notes in order before you pick up the phone. Well, clearly define goals and objectives. For most of you, if you were to set 1 qualified appointment per day, your business would just absolutely take off. For some of you, picking up the phone at all per day would make an impact as well. So again, you're all at different levels, but actually start with the end in mind. What is the goal today? Is the goal to just do it at all? That's okay. That's a small victory. Is the goal, because you're an experienced prospector, to actually get more out of each session? And instead of just saying, hey, whatever happens, happens, I'm going to start prospecting, actually decide what your results should be. Either one is fine. But do actually have an objective, okay? Now, second part of that point was make sure you have your notes organized. Do use scripts. That's a future point on our list. But actually be organized. If you're doing some lead follow-up type of prospecting today, make sure that you have those lead follow-up notes in front of you and that you're in a place that you can take notes. Maybe the husband is the decision maker and you talk to the wife, but she gives you lots of information about what's going on with them. Write it down so you can remember. Take good notes. You need to have one way of following up. Again, we're going to get to that in a future point. But the bottom line is, don't wing it on these calls. Otherwise, you might as well not be doing it. And you can fall into traps later if you forget their names or details. Okay? Okay, so number three was clearly defined objectives and keep your notes in order. Number four, know exactly what you're going to say. That's right, memorize the scripts. Become a natural at using them. Do not wing it. Some of you guys decided to be in this class so that you would stop winging it, okay? Now, you may need to sign up for the scripts class. This prospecting class is a combination of mindset, some scripts, and, of course, keeping you motivated. There is a scripts class, which is pure scripts, a new script every single week. You might need to consider signing up for that. So if that's the case, call 866-422-9497 and let us take good care of you. Okay, but either way, you probably have scripts in your desk. Are you using them or are you winging it? Winging it gives you inconsistent results. Inconsistent results equal inconsistent income. using an actual script gives you consistent, predictable outcome. And eventually, you know, a lot of people don't like using scripts because they say, well, it makes me sound so scripted. Only if you haven't done it a lot will you sound really scripted. And the only way to get unscripted and make it natural is to do it a lot. Then it just becomes part of you. And then you're saying scripts, you don't even really realize it because it just becomes part of who you are as a salesperson. Okay. Number five, keep a smile in your voice. Exude confidence and competence. Be a pleasure to talk to. One of the easiest ways to do this, even if you don't feel like it, and, you know, let's face it, some of you guys, I know I had an email from a student named Gina the other day. She lives in Vermont, and it's been raining for weeks up there. Okay. So the natural tendency would be not to really feel like getting out of bed, much less prospecting. But one of the things that Gina knows to do is to stand up while she makes her calls, to have energy and enthusiasm, okay? So even if you don't feel like it, stand up. Do 10 jumping jacks if you have to. That's okay. People list with people who are confident and competent and upbeat, okay? Number six, match the pace, the priorities, and the vocal quality of your prospect. What does this mean? Well, if they are talking quickly, that means you need to match them. Talk quickly. If they're kind of low energy, maybe you need to bring some, you know, a little bit, take the edge off if you're somebody that's a little bit hyper, okay? Be sensitive to who you're talking to. Some people call this mirroring and matching. Studying the DISC profiles, we have some calls about that. That will help you. If somebody talks a lot about statistics, you talk about statistics. If they talk a lot about their family, you talk about their family, okay? So match their pace, their priorities, and the vocal quality of your prospect. That's number six. Number seven, be sure you know who the decision makers are and make sure you are talking to them, okay? The easiest way to do that is to just use the scripted question. When we get together later this week, who will I need to meet with? Who's involved in the decision-making process? Maybe you're not there to set the appointment yet. Okay, tell me more about your situation. That's a great question. Tell me more about your situation. And they will tell you, well, here's what's happening. And you'll be able to determine who the decision maker is. Knowing this will set you up to make sure you're presenting to the appropriate parties once you actually set the appointment. Okay? All right, so number eight, remember to respect the non-decision makers because they're good resources for useful information about the situation. So if you know that, you know what, the wife is the decision maker, she's the one that's going to call the shots here, but you keep on getting the husband on the phone, don't be impatient with him or whoever the non-decision maker person is. For one thing, you could be misinterpreting that and getting that wrong. And for another thing, you don't want to ever seem like you're blowing off one of the parties, okay? They could secretly be the decision maker. One way or the other, they're going to work together. So be careful about that. Even if you're talking to a teenage kid, you know, obviously they're not the decision maker, but you want to show some respect to their situation, to their family, et cetera. And don't forget that they can give you lots of useful information. Okay, number nine, use humor and politeness to turn those people, the non-decision makers, into advocates for you. This could mean another family member, a secretary, a call screener. You know, some of you guys on this call asset managers. Maybe they have somebody screening their calls. Get to know them. Use their name, okay? So, again, in real estate, especially in these times where a lot of you guys are struggling to make more money, some of you are struggling to make any money, you get this, when I say the collective you here, many agents get sort of an impatient kind of attitude that comes out on the phone sometimes. Be careful that that's not happening to you. I appreciate that you want to make a lot of calls in not a lot of time and get a lot of results. But sometimes if you take two more minutes and you're just polite to someone and use their name, you're actually going to get an appointment where you wouldn't normally if you come off as impatient, okay? So be careful with that attitude and with your tonality, okay? I understand why some of you have that going on, but remember, the prospect doesn't care, okay? All right, so next, number 10, because you track your call-to-contact ratio to determine if you're calling at the right time, try to call during those peak periods. For example, if you reach more people in the morning, you've actually tried it, you've tracked it, and you know that it seems like everybody in your community is home in the morning. Keep on doing it that way. If you seem to be striking out no matter what time of day you call, it's probably because you're inconsistent about it, but we'll have to watch that, okay? You want to track everything. Make sure you know what you're talking about with this. And you need to track for at least 30 days to be able to tell me, you know, I can only reach people between 9 and 11, or it seems like between 3 and 5 when kids are getting home from the school bus, I can get everybody. Either way, you need to find a pocket of 2 or 3 hours that are very consistently productive for you. For many of you, who, especially my very experienced prospectors, people who are not afraid to pick up the phone, but maybe it's taking you more contacts now than it used to, most of you need to add 1 weekday night and 1 weekend morning per week to increase your numbers, okay, to make sure that you are contacting as many people as you can. Try that out, okay? Okay, so next, number 11, do not let interruptions break up your calling times. I think almost everybody on this call is guilty of this. Identify your favorite distractions and how to eliminate them. Okay, some of my graduate students are guilty of this. When I ask them what happened, they say, well, I get distracted. Well, what causes the distractions? For, you know, people are different, but many of them, you know, they start off the day by drinking a lot of coffee, then they have to go to the restroom, they get stuck, the restroom's down the hall in their office, they get stuck talking to agents, then they go back to the coffee machine, and in between, maybe they made a call, okay? So for some people, the whole coffee machine routine is the distraction. For some of you, you're trying to work at a home office, and you have kids and pets and the UPS guy coming to the door. Find a way to isolate yourself and identify what's distracting you, what are you allowing to distract you, and what can you do to eliminate those distractions. Everyone has them. It's normal. You know, it's okay to have distractions. What's not okay is to not do anything about it. Number 12, always keep complete and thorough records. They are absolutely critical to your growth as a powerful prospector. Now, that seems simple enough, but what I want you to do is keep your notes, your prospecting notes, in one place. For some of you, that's top producer. For others of you, you like a hard copy. I am a hard copy person. I think out of sight, out of mind is too easy to do with the computer. I used to keep, and still to this day, for business things, I have a business journal. Everything gets written down. Yes, of course, we use email and IM and voicemail and everything else, but as for an ongoing prospect list, I want you to consider having just one spiral notebook, maybe for this month, and you just cycle through these. You keep all of your notes in that place. If you had a sign call today from Bob Smith, Bob Smith is written down there. It says you've tried to call him back at 3 o'clock today, at 4 o'clock yesterday, haven't been able to reach him, left a message both times. Now you need to try first thing in the morning. Keep your notes, okay? If once you get a hold of Bob, he says, I'm not really going to be ready to buy anything until October. You write down October. You schedule it in your October schedule. So keep good notes, but do it consistently. I think probably most of you on this call have at least one sticky note on your desk with a lead. Some of you, your whole life is sticky notes. This is not a system, okay? So please be very consistent. Choose one way and stick to it. All right, so number 13, stay absolutely motivated and enthusiastic. Set a goal to achieve at least one small success every day. Identify and celebrate small victories. So what are we talking about on this point? Well, again, for some of you, picking up the phone at all is a small victory, okay? And you need to identify and celebrate that. The next stage, obviously, would be setting appointments. For some of you who know that you can pick up the phone, prospect, and set appointments every day, some of you guys are, you know, raising your hand, yep, that's me. Ask yourself why you're not doing that each and every day. What causes you to get off of your plan? Is it when you get busy? What can you do about that? Are you actually doing number one, schedule a block of time and look at it as if it's an appointment? Maybe you've gotten off of that. Okay, so I want you to really pay attention to that and celebrate small victories. Figuring out how to look up expireds at all for some of you is a small victory right now. Next stage would be getting appointments from calling them. Okay, obviously you're going to want to find a script in between or take our scripts class. Number 14, make calls when you are most energetic and alert. Your fatigue is heard over the phone by the prospect. Okay? So if you know, like I know, for example, that Mondays are my most efficient, most productive day. Okay? I can get more things done. I usually work from about 6 a.m. on Monday until probably 11 p.m. I have the most energy coming off of a weekend. I schedule a lot of calls on Monday. Okay? I know that about myself, and that's okay, because I know also that by Friday, you know, I've had a lot of calls during the week, and maybe my energy isn't super high, so I try to take some of Friday afternoon off. Now, if I did things in the reverse, just because I hadn't thought about it, it would not be as productive. Many of you are either, you know, morning people or you're not. You can either conquer that or you can accept it and switch your prospecting. For those of you who are just not morning people, prospect in the evening. People are home then too, okay? The bottom line is to schedule it and stick to it, okay? And make the calls when you're most energetic and alert. If your fatigue is coming through, you will not set appointments on that day. You guys know that. Number 15, never stop on a negative or frustrating call, okay? That's the tendency. We have somebody that just says, all you realtors are the same, I'm not talking to anybody, and, you know, maybe they hang up on you. The tendency for agents is to stop when they hit frustration. Don't do that. Your job is to end every session with a successful call, even if it's to your mom, because you know she's going to be nice to you, okay? I don't care. End it. Maybe you call a past client who loved your services and you know they're going to give you a referral. Don't stop on a negative note. When you do that, the chances of you prospecting the next day are slim to none. Know that going into it and make it a daily minimum standard to never stop on a negative note. Okay? All right. So here's an important one that a lot of people overlook. You know, and I think a lot of our Harris Real Estate University students have English as a second language, have complicated foreign last names. People appreciate it when you pronounce their names correctly. When you are prospecting, do not guess, okay? If you're not sure how to pronounce their name, ask them. They're going to be a lot more responsive because you've shown respect going in, okay? You know how it is when somebody screws up your name. All right, number 17, always make your prospect feel in control. Ask permission to take their time. Verify it's not a bad time to be calling, and always say thank you for your time. So show respect, make them feel in control, especially in this market, guys. Everybody has some level of stress right now. Number 18, be brief. All calls are interruptions, so keep it short and sweet, okay? Number 19, find someone you trust to hold you accountable. And that's got to be someone who has similar goals, similar motivation level, and you need to work out a time where you talk to each other and you become accountability partners. I have some students who IM or email me, and I've agreed to be their accountability partner. Do I chase them down and say, what are you doing today? No. But the point is, they send me, I'll give you Kevin Hall as an example. Every day he sends me his list of five things he's going to accomplish. He knows sometimes I respond to that, sometimes I don't. But most of the time I say, what's happening about number four? What was the results of that today? What happened with us? Okay? So don't all rely on me. Some of you should be finding each other for accountability. And number 20, last but not least, ask for help if you need it. We are only a phone call or an email away, guys. So you can always shoot me a quick email, coachjulieharris@gmail.com. If you desperately need a free coaching call to break through maybe some phone anxiety or something like that, more than happy to help you out with that. Remember that prospecting is the active generation, pursuit, and follow-up of new business. So your homework is to check or put a star next to things that you're doing really well. Maybe you realized years ago that you should never stop on a negative or frustrating call. You're really great at that. So put a star next to that. But maybe the thing that you really kind of have blown off in the past is actually following a schedule. That's probably the most common issue that I hear with coaching students, okay? So underline that. What are three steps that you can take to take care of, let's just say that this was your issue, scheduling, okay? So number one is identify when you have the most energy. Is it in the morning? Is it afternoon? Is it evening? How can you create a schedule so that you are committed to 2 to 3 hours per day, even if this week it's just practicing prospecting and next week you're on the phone? How can you identify some time, put it into an actual schedule that you'll stick to? Second step for this would be find somebody that will hold you accountable, maybe your broker or your office manager. Some of you are partners with spouses or significant others who are also in real estate. Find somebody to hold you accountable, okay? Maybe a third step is to set an alarm on your cell phone to remind you, hey, this is money-making time. This is lead generation time. If I don't generate something today, what's going to close for me in 30 days? Okay? So identify what you need to improve on and write down three action steps. If you have more than five or six things, prioritize what's going to make you the most money the fastest. What's the thing you struggle most with that if you would just conquer that one thing, it would make all the difference for you? And again, don't hesitate to ask for help. So this has been Julie Harris, and today's topic was 20 key prospecting techniques. Most importantly, what are you going to do about these items? Again, if you need help, you know how to reach us. I'll see you same time, same place next week.